Dallas, how are you today?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm good. This is Aaron speaking.
Hey, Aaron.
Appreciate you taking the time to chat with me about your upcoming tour with Default.
Yeah, we got a couple shows this summer.
You're getting the gang back together.
Yeah. Seems like the past few summers we've had some great opportunities to play some fun shows, and like you said, get the old band back together and have some fun.
So obviously you're pretty excited. How is it decided that you're going to be heading out to do shows with Default? Is it like a long process that it takes, or is it just kind of like you send a text to the group and you say, hey guys, want to go hit the road and play some rock?
Honestly, not dissimilar from that. It's just we've always stayed close, all the guys in the old band. It was never like we didn't like each other. That was for sure. So once offers started coming in, I think it was like 2016, 2017, we went out with Stone Temple Pilots. We got invited to open up with them across our Canadian tour. So we got it was a good reason to get the band back together. And ever since then, we just kind of been playing a handful of summer festival shows every summer. It's kind of rolling with that.
Well, I personally remember attending the Wolf's Halloween Howl when you played with Stone Temple Pilots and Seether, and I was like, man, I can't believe I'm actually seeing Default right now, because when you went off and decided to go the country route, I was like, God, I would one day love to see these guys rock.
Well, there you go.
So is it what adjustments do you got to make when you shift from the country scene to the rock scene? Do you have to, get in a different mental state, a different vocal state? You got to make some adjustments?
Not really, to be honest, man, because there's some stuff in the country stuff that I do that is fairly close to some of the Default stuff. So, and a music crowd's a music crowd. A stage is a stage. We just get out there and let those songs come to life and do the best we can bringing them back to life and go from there. But crowds, the rock crowds are a lot of fun, man. It's they're a little more loose.
Yeah, well, and you're a top-notch performer, so you know how to get the crowd involved, whether you're doing country festivals or you're out there playing a rock show.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks.
So what kind of emotions come back to you personally when you hit the stage with these guys?
Oh, man, it's nostalgia. We formed that band in late 99. So we're talking 25 years ago, 26 years ago. A huge part of my life. So it's all nostalgia. It's all laughs. It's all reminiscing. It's all we do. I mean, we just have an endless encyclopedia of funny stories. Yeah. Funny things that happen we just reminisce on and remember about. It's just endless. So, yeah, it's always a lot of laughs with those guys. And we go out there and just bring the songs to life, man. Have fun.
Anything, well, obviously, there would be some differences from when you guys started back in, late 90s, early 2000s, and to today, because I'm sure all you guys got families and different paths of life, right?
The landscape of everything, every part of life has changed. Just music business, family life, just the world itself. I mean, how people consume music. It's all flipped on its head, for sure.
When you went out on the country venture, did you ever think, was there ever a part of you that said, maybe I'm not going to perform with Default again? Or did you ever, did you think, no, sometime down the road, we're going to get together again?
Yeah, it was definitely the latter. I knew that we would definitely get together and the right opportunities would show up at the right time. And they did. Yeah, we just needed to walk away from that just for a little bit, just for our own sanity. And, just to kind of take a break from what that was, so we can all remain as close as we are,
Yeah.
It can get pretty tough business.
It can. You get at each other's throats, little things bug everyone. And
it's all the stuff that's out of your control, man. It's usually what it is, right? It's no fault of anybody's. It's just the situations that unfold and the business. And
well, I love to hear that you guys can get together, share laughs, and remain good friends.
Right, we're family still, man. Yeah, we're all family, so we're really close still.
That's a huge part of it.
Yep.
Now, I know you're super busy with your country career. For the, you obviously working on new music with that. For the Default fans, though, is there any talks between you guys about new music on the horizon, maybe?
We've kicked that around the can for the last couple of years, and we're poking around. There's like demos kicking around and some ideas and stuff, but nothing that's really finalized. I never want to force those kind of things, and the guys agree. It's just going to have to come around the right time, and after being that long, the song would have to be like pretty good. So we don't want to just release anything out there and just hope it does well. We want to really come up with something that would be really confident about.
Yeah. So when you get back with Default, I know you play Wasting My Time when you're out doing the country thing. Is there any particular tune that you just love to get out there and perform on stage?
A couple songs off our first record, Sick and Tired, the lead-off track, and a song called Deny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one's a banger. I always have a blast.
You know what? I should know off the top of my head because I'm a huge like gamer. If you can remind me, 2003 NHL 2003.
Yeah, you're going.
I played it on the GameCube tons.
Yep. Yeah, that was as a kid growing up playing those games, man. It was an honor to have.
Yeah.
Have our music on that. That was killer.
Absolutely. You know, you made a big win, right?
Yeah. EA Sports picks up your song. Yeah.
And then another off the music topic, sticking with hockey, you know, mm-hmm. Stanley Cup Finals going on, Game 6 yep. tonight. Yep. I know you're a huge Vancouver Canucks fan, as am I.
Mm-hmm. Can
you find yourself cheering for a rival team like Edmonton and just hope the Cup comes back to Canada? Or are you too diehard of a fan that you're like, there's no way I'm cheering for a rival?
I am extremely petty. I'm extremely petty. So normally I would be laughing in the faces of other fans. But I don't know, just the temperature of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, it was great to see Connor get that big goal for us as a country,
yeah,
the Four Nations. And, you know, I think it's put him in the realm of the Crosbys. And I don't hate the idea of him winning a cup.
Yeah. 100%.
It won't kill me. That's not my favorite.
Yeah. You won't be down there cheering them on if they do, but you'll be, you know, quietly
no.
going nice.
Yeah, no parade. I won't be at the parade.
Well, I'm hoping that sometime in the near future, you and I can celebrate a Vancouver Canucks victory in the Stanley Cup.
It's not looking good, man.
A little heartbreak back in 2011, but what can you do, right?
Yeah.
It's the nature of sports.
It's the nature of the sport, and there's too many teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, man, because I'm sure that you're super busy with other interviews and life in general and getting set to get back out on the road with Default. Just want to thank you very much again for taking this short time to chat with me about you guys getting back on the road, playing some great rock and roll, and we're very much looking forward to seeing you in Regina August 22nd.
Yeah, man, we always have that great time. It was great crowds in the prairies, and especially in Regina, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dallas. All the best on the road and with your, you know, music career, both in country and in rock.
Thanks, all.